Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show, hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, when you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. All right, I got a lot to talk to you about over these next 3 hours. A big shout out to everybody listening on the freeradio.com app, people listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 206, even a smart speaker. Yeah, all you got to do is talk to that machine, that box, whatever it is, and say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Man, we had a lot of fun in the first hour. Spent some time talking about the Los Angeles Rams. What legitimate expectations can you have for them the rest of this year? Is there an opportunity for them to go back to the Super Bowl? Ugh. I don't know if the offense is good enough. Offense looks pretty average to me. The defense looks great. Last time I checked, I'm going to give you a, speaking of L.A., I'll give you something that is very Magic Johnson-esque. This is something that Magic Johnson would say. The team with the most points wins the game. Now, I don't know if the Rams can go to the playoffs, which I believe they will. I don't know if they'll be able to outscore enough teams. The defense, I think, is going to have to do a whole lot of work. A whole lot. So we'll talk about that. We got a caller on the line. I see Zach in Huntsville. We'll talk to Zach in a second. Man, there's so much I want to do tonight. We'll talk about Tua Tagovailoa. We have to talk about some of these disappointments in the NFL. In about an hour from now, because we're a couple of days away from Thanksgiving, this will be my last night here right now for this week. I'm going to do what a lot of people do. I'm going to try to take some time off. JR works about 6 and 7 days a week, so I will be back next Monday. So tonight, I'm going to fast forward my top six list, and I'm going to give you a top six list of athletes that I'm thankful for. So we'll do that next hour, but let's continue on the phone lines here. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That is easy. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Zach is calling up from Huntsville, Alabama. He's been patient on the line. Zach, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on these Rams?
Oh, man. The Rams are something else. Like, you can watch them 1 week, and they had, you know, guys on and off the running back list from being hurt and whatever, shaken up. Cam Akers hasn't been 100%, I don't think, yet for a game. But, like, when they stuck with one guy, their offense was seemingly okay. I mean, Cooper Kupp is good enough to, as you said earlier, I think last hour, go down the field. But other than that, like, there is no explosive threat. Even when they went to the Super Bowl, like, they had Brandon Cooks, which isn't saying a whole lot, but dude can run down the field.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's a threat. Todd Gurley is a threat. Right now, they don't have no damn game breaker. It's true.
There's nobody. And it's like, you can look at the quality of some of their wins, like Tampa Bay, but for me, it's really been the lack of quality in some of their losses. Like, man, the Dolphins' defense has been playing really, really well and made Tua look really good for a couple weeks, but geez, the beginning of that game was sack, fumble, punt, sack, fumble. So
yeah,
like
that ain't awe-inspiring.
That's not going to win in the playoffs.
No, it's not. Not in consecutive weeks. So you may get away with it for a week, and maybe you get away with it for two. But to take it all the way to a Super Bowl, I don't think so. Zach,
no
thank you
way.
So I appreciate you for calling up from Huntsville, man. You have a good week.
Hey, thank you. You as well. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, if you take a look, and I want to finish up on the Rams here. If you go ahead and take a look at their losses this year, 35-32 loss to Buffalo. San Francisco surprised them, a loss, 24-16. And as Zach just said, in Huntsville, they lost to Miami, 28-17. And yeah, you can say they beat Seattle, solid win. They beat Tampa Bay, good. They also beat Dallas. They beat Philly. They beat the Giants. They beat Washington. They beat a Chicago team that can't even put up points them damn selves. And so as we had a caller who said last hour, one of the points that he made, I didn't agree with everything that he said, but he said, let's see what happens when they have to take on Arizona. The Rams have two games coming against the Arizona Cardinals. I don't want to sound like Hulk Hogan, but what you going to do? What you going to do? What is that defense going to do? Are they going to stop them enough? Are they going to stifle Kyler Murray? You going to make sure he don't get no passes? Is Aaron Donald going to sit on him? I mean, what you going to do? This is my ultimate point. I don't think they can score enough. Offense is average. The game breakers aren't there. Yeah, last night looks good against the Buccaneers. 130 yards, Woods, 145 yards, Cup. Yes. Who's breaking that game the hell on open? Tell me, who is it? I don't see that person out there. One of the things Zach just did say, he brought up Tua Tagovailoa. And Tua Tagovailoa, if you want to go ahead and look at the Dolphins, they were on a five-game winning streak. The streak was broken this past Sunday against Denver as they lost 20-13. We didn't get a chance to discuss this last night. People were real hyped up about Tom Brady, even though Tom Brady's running around being a sore loser. Won't stand in the middle of the field and shake somebody's hand when he loses. Tua Tagovailoa, his ass got benched. Okay, you look at Tua and what he delivered this past Sunday. Completed 11 of 20 passes. 83 yards, a touchdown. Brian Flores said, come here, sit down. And sent Ryan Fitzpatrick out there to try to, you know, spark the team. Obviously, they still lost. Ryan Fitzpatrick went in, was able to help him get a field goal. Later on in the game, he gave him an interception. And, I mean, Denver ain't too hot. You want to talk about a disappointment. I'll talk about their quarterback lock in a second. But Tua Tagovailoa, someone that, you know, we heard plenty of calls about whether or not he should start, whether it should have been Ryan Fitzpatrick to ride out this season. The facts are Tua is still the starter. This is what he had to say on getting benched.
When I was in, we couldn't really get things going. And, you know, coach felt like it was the best decision to put Fitz in to try to give us a spark. So when I heard that, I mean, you know, it's really what's best for the team.
Yeah, well, at least he's a young quarterback. Things like this happen. You know, Justin Herbert has been out in Los Angeles for the other L.A. team with the Chargers. He's been playing lights out for a rookie, will probably win Rookie of the Year, but they don't have any wins. There's no exact science for rookie quarterbacks. There's not. Sometimes you got a guy that you just keep him out there. He takes a beating, a la Joe Burrow. We know Joe Burrow, God bless his soul. We know he's the future of the Bengals franchise. Unfortunately for him, he got his knee ripped up to shreds, just getting sacked and thrown around more than anybody should. And what happened last night. So all the best to him in his recovery. You know, there's no one-size-fits-all. You can sit for a year like Mahomes and And here you have, 50 touchdowns the next year. He's an outlier, obviously, when you think about his talent. And then you have someone like Aaron Rodgers. And I don't want to say a different generation, but, yeah, it is from a different era. He had to buy his time behind Brett Favre, who had no idea, just kind of day to day, it seemed like, whether or not he wanted to play football. And so I'm not going to take too much stock into Tua getting benched. This is what his own head coach, Brian Flores, had to say.
He played against a good defensive group. They did a good job. I think they ended up with 5 or 6 sacks. They pressured us. They played a good job in the back end from a cover standpoint. And we just struggled getting it going. And look, when that's going on throughout the course of the game, you got to try to do something to create some momentum. That's why we made the switch. But I think he's healthy.
Yeah, and he did look like he had he went into the game seemingly with a foot injury. At one point in time, prior to him being benched, it looked like his foot and ankle got wound up in a defender. But it was strictly a matter of performance. Welcome to the NFL. There's nothing wrong with getting your ass kicked and being told by your coach, hey, you have to come have a seat. You're not seeing things the right way. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, who last month when he was benched, was saying how surprised he was about it. And he thought this wasn't the time, etc. This go round, he was a little bit more at ease. I guess he's come to the realization of what's happened. He said, it's my job, and this part he hasn't wavered on, to help Tua, to try to show him things from my perspective. And so he knows this is Tua's squad. The Dolphins are now 6-4. Let's not have huge expectations for them the remainder of the season. Things are not going to be easy. Their defense did another solid job against Denver, only allowing 20 points. But if I'm being realistic, Denver is a huge disappointment this year. Not that I took a look at the Broncos and thought that they were going to just beat up on everybody, but they're currently 4-6. And if you want to talk about disappointments, just Drew Locke is now joined in on a long line and a long list of John Elway quarterbacks that make you say, well, damn, John Elway, why don't you just go out there and play? Like, what do you got left in your arm? A matter of fact, we had Terrell Davis on the JR Sport Brief show last month. I need to bring him back. Let's just get TD and John Elway and put them back out there, and then maybe this team would actually be competitive. Because Drew Locke ain't doing it. 7 touchdowns, 11 interceptions for the season. He might as well just join the line with Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch and Brock Osweiler and Case Keenum. I mean, even Flacco got a go-round with the Broncos. It's like the Denver Broncos, every year they want to audition a new quarterback. And this time, Drew Locke ain't the guy. Drew Locke wants to give the football over to the other team. And that's not going to cut it in the NFL. And so John Elway, once again, it looks like he's going to be starting from scratch. He should just go play. I'm convinced. He really should. So Drew Locke, and then by the way, he's not the only disappointing quarterback this year. He's not the only disappointing player. You go across and let's take a look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo is he's playing for a team where nobody's playing. And matter of fact, Jimmy Garoppolo's not even playing. He's playing basically on a year-to-year contract. His legs have been busted up, high ankle sprains. His whole career seems like once he gets started, it stops. And Jimmy Garoppolo probably got 1 foot out the door, maybe 2 feet, maybe a cast out the door in San Francisco. For a team that was decimated by injuries early on in the season to their defense, they're 4-6. But Jimmy Garoppolo, disappointment. Drew Locke, disappointment. Man, I hate to even put this guy in here because it's not all his fault. Is it safe to say that Lamar Jackson has been a disappointment? I'm not going to hedge that much. I'd say the Ravens have been a disappointment, because to say Lamar Jackson has been a disappointment takes away from all the other elements that are missing from his own team. Like actually an offense that might take advantage of not just his athletic abilities, but some of the others, or actually identifying players that have some athletic abilities. Now, I mean, I'm looking at Marquise Brown go out there. I'm like, can you catch the football with your two hands? It's like, I know I suck. Put me out there, I'd probably drop a whole bunch. But this is your job. You suck at it. And they're supposed to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night. And they're dealing with COVID issues. So the Ravens' year has just been tough. The Ravens' year has been disappointing. 6-4. Lamar Jackson, former MVP last year, trying to come back and take that next step towards being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Offensive line, not as good as it was last year with change in talent. Skill position players, not playing up to par, probably can use an improvement. An offense that stinks, or offensive plan that stinks. And then a quarterback who seemingly, with everything going on around him, which plays into it, you know, he hasn't necessarily made the best decisions as a pocket passer. Lamar Jackson, I'm not going to consider him a disappointment, but the Ravens certainly are. I mean, Tom Brady and the Bucks, I mean, are they not a disappointment for what's going on? I think this is pretty much par for the course. But if I'm looking at one guy that's been a huge disappointment this year, he's getting superstar money, $128 million. He plays for the Eagles, and it is Carson Wentz. Eagles lost to the Browns, 22-17. Carson Wentz, and I guess he is trying to do his best Jameis Winston this year. Carson Wentz, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. On the season, he has 14 touchdowns, 14 INTs. And Carson Wentz, he's got to be the worst starting quarterback in the NFL right now. And it is a huge disappointment when you think about the commitment that the Eagles made to this man and what he's done. He is the epitome of you're doing too much. And we've had just chirps, and I don't even want to call them chirps. People are looking and saying, what about Jalen? And Doug Peterson's idea is to say, well, if we put Jalen in there, then the season's over. Like, damn, well, how much confidence do you have in him? None? Can he do worse than what Carson has done? It seems that Carson is a long way away from giving you 30-plus touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Seems like a long time ago. This is what Carson Wentz had to say about being benched.
The media, I mean, you guys can ask whatever questions you want. So I know that's part of the deal. I know that's... it's always a scrutinized position playing quarterback, and that's what I signed up for when I, you know, came out and played quarterback going back to high school. So I can take it. I can wear it. It is what it is. Are we playing as good as we can as a team? No. Am I playing my best football? No. You know, there's some circumstances out there today that we left some plays on the field.
Yeah, well, you're leaving a whole lot of plays on the field. Matter of fact, you're giving plays to the other team. This is what Coach Doug Peterson had to say about Carson Wentz if he's still the starter.
Yes.
No question about it.
Okay. Yeah, no questions about it. He's our starter.
Yeah. For a team that sucks, a team that's 3-6-1. But because they play in an awful division, they still have a little bit of life to actually make the playoffs, which shouldn't happen. So I'm going to ask you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who has been a player? Tell me a player. Who's been the biggest disappointment in the NFL this year? Is it Garoppolo? Is it Lamar Jackson? Is it Carson Wentz? Is it Locke? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about disappointments, primarily quarterbacks. Who just hasn't gotten a job done this year? Who did you expect more from? Who's just laying eggs? Is it Garoppolo and the Niners? Okay, they've been hurt. What about Locke in Denver? I mean, they bigged him up as the next young great thing, and he has 11 interceptions and only 7 TDs. Lamar Jackson has taken a lot of flack. I think the Ravens take a lot of it themselves. Carson Wentz has been terrible. So let's get back to these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. I consider Carson Wentz to be the biggest disappointment this year. Because he is approaching at this pace, and he may not get there, Jameis Winston territory. You know, 30-30, the bad 30-30, not the good one in baseball. Carson Wentz, 14 touchdowns, 14 interceptions this year. Let's get to these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's start with Jason calling from New Mexico. Jason, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's been disappointing?
Hey, how you doing, JR? You know, I got to throw you a curveball to get away from the quarterbacks, but, you know, Zeke Elliott, along with the whole Cowboys team, has just been a huge disappointment this year.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree there. You said Zeke. I was going to say, well, damn, what about the whole team?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But, just, you know, they shell out all that money for Zeke, and it's just been nothing.
You don't believe that this is an – Just a one-off type year for Ezekiel Elliott? I mean, you think this is going to be something that is habitual?
You know, time will tell, I guess. The whole team is pretty lousy, so you can't, like, put it all on Zeke. But it's definitely disappointing as a lifelong Cowboys fan to see where they're at. I mean, I didn't expect them to go – you know, 12-5 or whatever, win even 12 games, but this is a pretty sad situation for them this year.
All right. Listen, you know what's crazy, though, Jason? It's actually wild, and we'll talk about this later on in the show. The Cowboys have an opportunity to still go to the playoffs. That's the thing. They have an opportunity playing in that NFC East to go to the playoffs.
But why bother?
I understand. Listen.
Like that, but they, just so they can get spanked by the first people they come across.
I hear you. I'm not disputing that fact. I agree with you. I think it's a complete waste of time, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And thank you, Jay, for calling up from New Mexico. Yeah, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, throughout the course of the season, there's been times that Tony Pollard has been out there at the running back position. And it's just like, keep him out there. Let him play. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott has been told to sit down just so Tony can get some run. It's like, let somebody who actually has some guts go out there and go. James is calling from Atlanta. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's been disappointing?
Matty Ice.
Oh, my goodness.
Ryan. Now, I'll tell you why.
Please.
I'm looking at their bottom line. I'm looking at a top five wide receiver, a top 10 quarterback. Between the two of them, they're looking at $300 million. And I'm saying to myself, if I'm the Home Depot CEO, owner.
Arthur Blank, yes, Arthur Blank.
I'm going to go ahead and say, let's go up 15% on the rakes, the lawnmowers, and the 2x4s so I can get my money back, get rid of these two so I can free up some cash and start fresh for 2021. That's what I would do.
Well, you're going to be hard-pressed to just dump Matt Ryan and Julio Jones just because of their contract situations. And if you're going to say Matt Ryan, you're disappointed in him. Is it him or is it the team? Is it the former coach Quinn? Is it what did you expect from the team this year?
I would take a Carson Wentz over Matty Ice. At least Carson Wentz.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm dead. I'm serious as a heart attack. Because Matty Ice, with the 8 sacks that he got, he falls like a deck of cards, and he is a joke. And he shouldn't even be that way, being a top 6 to 8 quarterback in the league.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think you got some people in
slack.
You got some folks in Philadelphia who might disagree with you right now. Thank you, James, for calling from Atlanta. Damn. If you are in Atlanta right now, shout outs to everybody listening on 92.9 The Game, my home. That's where I'm at. Would you take, damn it, would anybody take Carson Wentz on their team? Is there an NFL team out there? Maybe if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars right now, maybe the Broncos. Is there anybody legitimately that's just like, oh my God, I can't wait to have Carson Wentz? Who the hell is saying that? Sounds a little delusional to me. 855-212-4CBS. Which quarterback have you been most disappointed in? Who's been the worst this year? Walter is calling up from California. Walter, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
I'm good, Carson Walter. Go ahead.
Carson Wentz is straight garbage, all right? There is no way in any decade, any day, any year, would take Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan, okay? Matt Ryan is a whole nother league above Carson Wentz, all right? This guy is just, he's a flop. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, come on. You said it, 14 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. I mean, I'd rather have Andy Dalton than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys would too. I mean, and I think the Cowboys are happy that they have Andy Dalton and they don't have Carson Wentz. Obviously, they'd much rather have Dak Prescott out there, but I don't think anybody's itching for Carson. Thank you, Walter. Appreciate you for calling from California. Yeah, I mean, damn. When the first statement is, he is hot garbage, where else can you go? There is no upside. There is nothing else positive to say or go from there. You pretty much laid it all out there, how you feel. Let's figure out who else is disappointing you out here. Let's go to Chicago. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? I take both of them over Nick Foles. That's my biggest disappointment of the year. I'll take Carson Wentz or Matty Ice, but I would definitely take Matty Ice over Carson Wentz. Garbage.
You're in Chicago, Joe. I mean, what expectations did you have for and of Nick Foles?
Well, here's the thing. After watching the Saints and how you got Taysom Hill coming in, he don't got a better arm than Mitch Trubisky. But, you know, I guess it was Nick Foles with a mix of Nagy, how they're running the offense. I just think Nick Foles is just a statue back there. He's done terrible. We expected more. And I would take either of those quarterbacks over Nick Foles right now.
Okay.
He's been a big disappointment, and we need some help.
We see that offense is awful. Thank you, Joe, for calling from Chicago. Let's be realistic right now. Nick Foles, this man, and I don't know the injury. You know, nowadays, everybody wants to be real scientific about the type of injury that someone has. You know, it's just like, oh, well, he has and it's just like he has a bruise, okay? And now, so in the case of Nick Foles, I'm going to tell you his injury right now. He got like a bruised hip or bruised ass or something over there on the side of his body hurts, okay? I don't need to know exactly what the hell it is. It's probably for the better that he's not out there playing. Get well soon. Nobody wants nobody to be injured. Jay's also calling from Chicago. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, I think everybody from here on out is going to disagree with that caller that took Wentz over Matt Ryan. I don't know what he was thinking. I was laughing when he said it. But, yeah, the biggest disappointment as far as quarterback, to me, my vote is for Wentz, too. I was never really a Wentz fan. Like, when I seen him play and he was high, he was like, ah, he okay. You know, he ain't really like, you know, he was playing in time where Andrew Luck and all them were lighting it up. So when I was looking at him, like, yeah, you know, whatever. But let's step out. I'm going to step outside of the quarterback, and I'm going to say who I thought was going to have a better year, probably not a great year, but a better year, and, you know, for fantasy football purposes. Mainly, I'm going to say A.J. Green has let me down this year. I thought he would be better. You know, not great, but I thought he would be better.
Well, yeah, I think coming off of those injuries, I think that's what a lot of people thought, having Joe Burrow come through, but he found some other wideouts that he likes better. I mean, there was even conversations about trading A.J. Green. So I can't disagree with you there. I think he just needs a change of scenery. Unfortunately, he did not get it. Thank you, Jay, for calling from Chicago. As we talk about disappointments, I'll take more of your phone calls. And I got to tell you about something or someone I am disappointed in. He's the greatest basketball player of all time. And I'll tell you why.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. And we are talking about disappointments. You think about this season in the NFL, who hasn't gotten a job done? Who's thinking of join up? Who can do better? 855-212-4CBS. I want to remind you, Thursday, it's a special Thanksgiving Day edition of the NFL on CBS as Deshaun Watson and the Texans take on the Lions. Coverage starts at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific with the NFL Today. And on Sunday, an NFL on CBS doubleheader features a marquee matchup between Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady's Bucks. It's a full weekend of football with the NFL on CBS. Let's get back to your calls here. I want to give you a disappointment I have in another sport. And then all in about 20 minutes or so, because I'm going to take a few days off for Thanksgiving, tonight I want to give you my top six list. Top six athletes that I am thankful for. Let's continue on the phone lines here. Let's go to Jeff. He's calling up from Palm Springs. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's a disappointment, Jeff?
First and foremost, I got to say thank you for taking my call, brother. Diehard fan. Listen to you every day. All right. Now let's get into this. The person that's the most disappointing quarterback right now, got to be Kirk Cousins. I'm surprised ain't nobody bringing this dude. I don't like that. The reason why, they didn't pay him all his money to come out of Washington, to come over there and stank up the joint over there in D.C. Not in D.C., but over there in the Vikings land, man. Like, that quarterback, you got to say Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is who we thought he was. We all knew he wasn't a good quarterback. I knew that. The fans of Philly knew that. I'm a Ravens fan. But everybody knew he wasn't a real quarterback. That's why Nick Foles did what he did, got the job done. And that's why he hasn't been able to bounce back since Nick Foles left or been able to live up to the same hype as Nick Foles. So my disappointing quarterback got to be Nick Foles. I mean, not Nick Foles, but Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, now, isn't this what we all expect from Kirk Cousins every year, though? Like, Kirk Cousins puts up numbers, they look nice, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, he put up some really, really good numbers. Like, I don't know. He reminded me like a college football team that's real, real good until they get to the BCS. And once they get to the BCS, they just fall off. That's what he reminds me of.
Sounds like the Bulldogs. Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you for calling up from Palm Springs, man. You enjoy the holiday, okay?
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
No doubt. Let's go to Atlanta and talk to Dean. Dean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's a disappointment?
Of course, for quarterbacks right now, for me, Dwayne Haskins, and then the dude that has to deal directly with the quarterbacks is Dirk Cutter. I mean, you look at both of those guys, like, it's almost a parallel. It's like, you know, Washington, like, he had every opportunity, the name changed, the coach changed, like, you know, you got different players around you, you got a better running back.
Well, Dean, let's see, we're going in a couple of directions here. Did you say Dwayne Haskins? Did I hear that correct?
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins, yep.
Okay, do you think he even got an opportunity to go out there and fully suck, or they pulled the rug underneath him?
More of an opportunity than the Georgia quarterback Don Mathis got, yeah.
Okay.
So,
All right, we're comparing apples to oranges.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so, in this day and age, dude, it's production, man. Everything is about production. If you don't produce and you're a top, you know, 32 pick, you might get benched, you know, and that sucks. The opportunity you think you should have gotten, but
Dean, slow down, Dean. Jeez. I didn't say he didn't get the opportunity that I thought he should have got. I just think as an overall, I didn't have high expectations for him. And quite frankly, I think the Washington football team sucks. Okay, so I think, unfortunately, he's had to suck along in there with him for a team and a regime that didn't select him. So I think that's the facts there. And then I think at the same time, if you go ahead and take a look at Dirk Koetter, if for anyone who's not familiar, he is the offensive coordinator for the Falcons. So that's who you bring up, Dean, as I'm particularly asking about players. But, you know, we had someone who said, I don't like Matt Ryan. And then you say you don't like his offensive coordinator. So how about we just say the Falcons are disappointing? Is that more accurate?
Oh, man. Being a lifelong Falcons fan, dude, I think it's more than disappointing. It's okay. It's something that is way overdue in this city for us to have a good football team. You know how many athletes we produce from this state? Come on now.
I can go to any of the high school. Well, not right now, but I can go drive to any of the high schools and pick out one. But that is correct. Thank you, Dean, for calling from here in Atlanta. Yeah, Dean is just, damn, I don't know. We just went a lot of places there. Let's go to Pittsburgh specifically and talk to Reese. Reese, give me a disappointment.
Yeah, so I'm a Pittsburgh fan, you know, black and gold. And my biggest disappointment was actually Lamar Jackson. Last year, you know, it seemed like he was playing rookie mode the whole season. And, you know, putting up 400-plus yards a game, like total team yards a game, it felt like. And then this year, I feel like it's just nothing. Like, as a Pittsburgh fan, I still like to watch football. So I consider myself more of a football fan than a Steelers fan. And he was so fun to watch last year. And this year, kind of just, it's not fun anymore, you know?
Yeah, well, the whole team, the offense looks like they are running on fumes. They don't know what to do. Even in the case of their defense on Sunday, it's like, hey, we don't even want to tackle Derrick Henry. And let me ask you a question. You said that last year Lamar Jackson was on rookie mode. So you play Madden, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what are the levels? Is there like a Hall of Fame level right now? What is it? How does it progress? It goes from rookie to pro. How does it go?
So it goes rookie, which is the easiest, pro, all pro, and then all Madden.
All Madden is most. So you think the NFL is Lamar Jackson is playing on all Madden, and he's just getting beat up all over the place?
I feel like right now, like last year, rookie mode, man, that dude was everywhere. This year, I feel like he's playing all pro, you know?
Okay.
He's still balling out some games, and in some games, he's just, it's tough, you know?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Reese, for calling from Pittsburgh. So if that's the case, then Carson Wentz is playing with the sliders all the way up. Like, he's being destroyed. He's playing in all Madden mode. He can't get a pass off. Paul in Washington. Paul, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's disappointing?
Hey, man. JR, man, I appreciate the show. And I love the way you give out, you know, information to give the listeners time to contemplate situations. And I love the dynamic that you give when you're letting people call in talking what they think. So, first of all, I'd like to say, one is Dwayne Haskins. I'm DC. Two is Lamar Jackson. But, like, the problem really is they, you know, like in DC with Haskins, he had an opportunity given to him because of the owner wanted him to have the opportunity. The coach was like, all right, cool, I'll give him an opportunity. He's on a short leash, though, you know? And so if he does everything right and we're happy with his progress, he'll keep the job, right? But he stunk up the joint a couple times. It was kind of his word saying he wasn't really studying as hard as he was and all this and that and third. So short leash, yanked him out. Ron Rivera establishing his, you know, this is my culture.
It's going to be a while. You
know, right? Oh, of course it is. But thank goodness that, you know, we hit rock bottom and now we're moving back up. But then to talk about Lamar Jackson, now this is all in context. I like my boy talking about, you know, rookie mode and all that. That's fine. It sounds like the coaching staff cannot make adjustments offensively.
Well, I think it's
a problem.
Yeah,
and a dynamic offensive player that seems that he can't make certain plays in the offense. Now, I don't know who's watching the games, who's not, but the problems are offensive line and B, like nobody's like, you know,
the position players. It's true. And thank you, Paul, for calling from Washington. I agree with you. Look, if you look at the Ravens, we can go ahead and pinpoint multiple areas of disappointment. Lamar, the offensive line, the offensive play calling. We can look at the skill players that he has to play with. This is not so easy. We're up against a break. Jay from Alabama, give me a disappointment quickly.
Hey, listen, all we heard in preseason was this loaded offense, loaded offense, loaded offense. And I'll tell you who's just as disappointed as me, and that's Bruce Arians. Tom Brady's inability to push the ball down the field is killing that offense. Mike Evans is a home run threat. The other kid, the other receiver, he's a home run threat. And they can't push the ball down the field. Tom Brady can't. And I promise you, Bruce Arians is sitting there going, this is not what I expected. So that's the disappointment with me, is just the inability for them to push the ball, these check downs and these intermediate routes. Hey, guys, the defenses are smart. They can start sitting on that stuff, and that's what they're doing. They're sitting on a lot of these routes.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. I got to get you in before we got to roll to the commercial. Doug is calling from Green Bay. Doug, give me a name quick.
I'm going to say Deshaun Watson. Yeah, playoff caliber team. And, you know, even though who the coach is, that quarterback should be able to keep that team up to the same level.
All right. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate Doug for calling up with the comedy. I don't know where he's been with the Houston Texans, but Deshaun Watson is, I'd say he's doing pretty okay despite everything that's going on around him. If you want to talk about disappointing, the Texans have been disappointing around Deshaun Watson. I didn't expect that one. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you somebody I'm disappointed in, and I'm going to give you my top six list of athletes that I am thankful for, okay? More when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.